We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming to you live from the Groove Tenders. Speaking of tenders, the snack wrap is back, baby.
Woo!
Fresh off the press, 10:30, you can get your first snack wrap.
Yep. I saw also today, Jack in the Box is releasing their version of the snack wrap. Now, they don't exist in Kansas City anymore. They closed all their locations, I believe, so you're not going to be able to get that here. But theirs is $3.29, and they advertise it, and they say it's under 400 calories. So if you're kind of trying to eat healthy-ish, come to Jack in the Box and get a snack wrap.
Call it Jack Wrap.
Yeah, under $400 or $400, 400 calories for the...
Yeah, McDonald's is selling each of theirs for $2.99.
Yeah.
One is ranch, one is spicy. So you can't just buy one today. You got to get two.
My kids bought the spicy ramen stuff yesterday that they ordered. I don't know. Mac, you're younger. You may have to be part of this thing.
That's
a gamble
in this heat.
Yeah.
Spicy ramen at 92 degrees.
Yeah, some sort of spicy ramen showed up. I'm like, my wife's like, we ordered ramen for you years ago and you didn't eat it. Well, that was chicken flavor. Now we got a case of spicy ramen. They didn't like it.
Didn't like it?
Well, of course not.
Funny. You should make something on the Blackstone with
too spicy. Can you do ramen? You have to pre-cook the noodles, though.
Yeah,
obviously. You could do like a lo mein sort of type thing. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
No, yeah. You do cook that spicy ramen and put like a little dry rub on a salmon. And then when you get home at night, you know, about 5:30, I guess, throw it on the Blackstone all together, chop it up. You got a little spicy ramen salmon meal.
Smash.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not a bad idea at all. So
full
like
of ideas.
Why order this stuff? How about have a sample? If you like it, great. We'll get more. Here's a case.
Somebody's saying, somebody's saying on the text line, thank you, Bob, for the teas. All the Jack in the Box in the area are closed.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
But there is one off. Yeah. Somebody says there is one off Johnson Drive and I-35.
I don't think so. They've all shut down.
I think they're all gone. And it was fast. It was like the Baltimore Colts, man.
It was.
You went to bed the next morning. And they were like, you know, people taking the sign. I remember coming down Metcalf the next day. I was like, oh, man, they're really, because I saw the article literally like on a Tuesday night. Woke up Wednesday, took Metcalf, looked to my right, there's no Jack in the Box here. They were literally like taking the stuff down in the middle of the morning at 5 o'clock.
There's one on 119th by Hy-Vee over in Olathe, and I was like driving by there the other day, and all of a sudden, like boarding up the windows. I'm like, God, they did not wait. Like, we're closing, and they did close, and they were done. But ask yourself this question. When was the last time you went to a Jack in the Box?
Never. I did. I went one time to get tacos to put like a certain something in the taco to make it easier to eat. And then I don't remember eating Jack in the Box.
What did you go to the Jack in the Box last?
It's like 5 years ago, 3 a.m. Had our Uber stopped there and we got him something too. It was great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. It's a long time ago.
We had the cashier guy do like a freestyle and took a video of him, acted like we were like big YouTubers. It was pretty funny. Yeah.
That's pretty
funny.
That's awesome.
It was pretty funny, dude.
I haven't been since 99.
99.
Yeah, the woman licked her fingers, touched my fries, haven't been back since. Didn't even eat that meal. So I've never eaten there.
What I tell you, it's always Bob.
It's always
dude.
Me. Yeah.
It's always Bob.
That's crazy.
Fesco, your enthusiasm. This was New Heights. Matt Nagy was their guest. We talked about how they called the Chris Jones place Swingin' D.
Right.
This was his discussion about the new arrival of a left tackle named Josh Simmons.
I got to ask you, offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
you drafted Josh Simmons. This kid looks incredible. Looked incredible at Ohio State. What do you think he'll bring once he's fully back and healthy?
Yeah, I really love his athleticism. You're right. I mean, his ability to really show his strength and athleticism on the edge, one-on-one, being able to recover if he gets beat. I mean, it's rare.
Dude, it was like flashes of like Jason Peters, like Trent Williams type of movement and bending and redirecting. I agree 100%. Yeah.
Agree, man. He's going to really put it together. And I think like right now, just Jace, as you know, man, just kind of understanding the calls and all the different calls you can have at the line of scrimmage, when you're going to, you know, squeeze and, you know,
tell the guard, that's what the guard's for. He's got to block the man Mountain Dean on the end. The guard could tell him, you know, hey.
That's right. That's right. So he's really, really been locked in, though. It's been great to see him, like, in meetings and out of practice. He's almost sometimes a little bit too serious because he's really locked in. It's good to see.
So that's offensive coordinator Matt Nagy there talking about the first-round pick in Josh Simmons. And also, I hate to be biased, but if I'm going to hear anybody talk about an offensive lineman, I probably want it to be a Hall of Fame center in Jason Kelce. Yeah. And the way that he talks about him gives me insight, especially those two names he drops. I mean, Trent Williams. I mean, come on now.
I know that I'm hard. Guy that we've wanted here in Kansas City for a decade, you know, mm-hmm. And they were close to getting Trent Williams, but his heart was in San Francisco, you know, it happens and you want to stay where you are. There's no hard feelings about that. But I think, look, he has the opportunity to be a great football player. I know Binkley doesn't like him, but man, I mean, if this guy is healthy, he is a top 10 pick and I think he's healthy right now. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, mm-hmm. The beauty of Brett Veach and Andy Reid being secure in their jobs. They're able to make picks like Josh Simmons. They're able to take guys like FAU. They're able to take guys that you don't need to have make a big impact because they're secure in their jobs. A lot of GMs pass on a guy like Josh Simmons because they know if they don't draft the star in that first round, the fans are going to be pissed. They're probably going to lose games, and then they're going to lose their job. Here in Kansas City, they have the ability, the street cred, all the pelts on the wall, if you will. They can go out there and draft who they want. They don't have to draft for today. They can draft and take a chance on a guy like Josh Simmons. The winning obviously has helped all of that, clearly, but also having that job security and Andy Reid and Brett Veach together, they know they're not going anywhere. And they can say to themselves, you know what? We don't have to have a guy that's going to come be an impact player today, but this guy could be an impact player for the next 10 years. Let's go take a chance on him while everybody else is passing on him. And now we've got our left tackle. It's kind of like the Michael Penix, you know, move a couple of years ago by the Atlanta Falcons. Didn't really need a quarterback, but looked at the landscape of things and went, oh, the hell, we're going to draft a quarterback anyway, because there's no good ones for the next couple of years. And so yeah. I love the fact that we're in that position where they're able to make moves like that in the draft. Ultimately, at the day of the draft, you're like, eh. But as you move forward, you're like, damn, that guy is going to be a player for this team.
Well, yeah, because they've been, and like you said, they've been able to work ahead with this team building. Like, they have Jalen Moore as a depth piece. They've drafted other good offensive linemen. They know they're going to get this trade deal done. They've got the best center in the league right now because Jason's gone. They've done with the due diligence. They have the wherewithal to know, okay, Brett Veach, I know I can take this risk right now. And it's so rare in any sport for any team to have, I mean, this one addition, guys, if this one addition works out, the ceiling is the roof. I mean, this offense is going to be unstoppable if Josh Simmons is what we think he could be. If he's 80% of what Jason Kelce's saying right now.
Right, exactly. And again, that's the beauty. If Brett Veach and Andy Reid weren't perennial winners and did not have the job security, they're not drafting that guy. Like, if this is like Andy's last year in Philly and it's like, you got to win or we're moving on,
yep.
You're not making a selection like this. But you know what? This is why this works here in Kansas City, because you're able to make selections like this. You're able to build for the future while still winning in the present. And these GMs, these coaches, 99% of them don't have the job security and the ability to do that. They're always fearful for their jobs. Andy and Brett walk in there and they're calling Clark and saying, hey, we need breakfast. You know, like, that's the job security that they have in there, you know?
I think the other thing too, which I thought Mac was going to get into, which he kind of did, is that the thing I will always say about Brett Veach and the way they draft is they draft where they're going to need in future parts, right? Like, they have the availability and the time to do this because of where they put themselves in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is 30, right? The one thing that Mahomes has always been great at is being an improvisational quarterback. Well, eventually that won't be there, right? Eventually you'll want to see him be more of a drop back passer because unfortunately time waits for no man and That's right. Will be getting older and you'll have to say, okay, here we go. Sit back, three step, boom. Well, what do you need to have to be able to do that? A strong left tackle presence, someone that you can turn your back to and trust that's over there. if what they're saying, Trent Williams-esque, and he's got the athleticism and he can recover and he's fine and all that sort of stuff that Matt Nagy was saying, then in the future, in 2 or 3 years, when Joshua Simmons is now in his third year in the NFL and he's really got it locked down, hopefully that, with Max said, the ceiling is the roof, like Michael Jordan once said.
Heck yeah.
What you have there then is you go back, and in 3 years from now, if we're still doing this wonderful program, we go, remember when Brett Veach drafted a left tackle that was kind of injured, nobody wanted, now he's the best left tackle in football, Mahomes is a drop back passer, and all of a sudden 3,500 is just a subpar year. Like, you will go back to this and be like, this is why. Mm-hmm. Remember when they drafted Trent McDuffie? Well, L'Jarius Sneed was going to want top of the market money. Goodbye, L'Jarius. Remember when they drafted Carl Loftus because they couldn't get pressure? Or they drafted Carl Loftus because they couldn't get pressure. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you played Cincinnati again, 4 sacks in the first half against who? Joe Burrow and the Bengals, AFC Championship game, hello Super Bowl, and 3-year dynasty run to see if you could do a three-peat. Now, all of a sudden, your team is getting older. You drafted Xavier Worthy. You drafted Rashee Rice. You have Hollywood Brown for one more year at least. Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce is phasing out. And all of a sudden, you're going to have a drop-back passer, Mahomes, with protection from the left side with a guy that runs a 4-2 whatever in the combine, and a Rashee Rice yak guy. They're planning for the future in front of our eyes every single year.
Yeah, then they've been doing it. They've been doing it since they took over this organization, and they drafted D. Ford. You know, and everybody's like, "Why are you drafting a linebacker? You got Justin Houston and Tom Bali." Well, you needed D. Ford, and it proved out why they needed. And I still think there are folks who don't understand clearly what's going on with the Chiefs, and they still get mad on draft day. We don't need that guy. And then that guy ends up becoming a great player because they're drafting ahead. But the other thing too is, when you think about Josh Simmons, the possibilities, he may, his career in Kansas City from today forward may actually be longer than Patrick Mahomes' career in Kansas City. I mean, we're getting to that point now, because if you're a good left tackle, and I'll just say like Orlando Pace, Anthony Munoz are Hall of Fame type guys, but they played 20 years in the NFL. Go up and look up a guy, Lomas Brown, played in the NFL for 21 or 22 years at the left tackle position and was unbelievably awesome at it. I believe he is now in the Hall of Fame, and if he's not, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fame. But he played for 20 some years. And if Josh Simmons is like Trent Williams, if Josh Simmons is going to be in that category, he's probably playing a hell of a lot longer after Patrick Mahomes retires if he becomes that left tackle that we think he's going to be and becoming that mainstay on that side of the football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.